Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 19 and 20, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus said that we should go to all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. How could an ambassador of Christ be loyal to his mission if he omitted so pertinent a command, so clearly and emphasized as the one, "Receive you the Holy Ghost"? Certainly, this was one of the things to teach believers to observe. According to the prophet Joel, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost was to continue until the sun turned to darkness and the moon to blood. The promise of the Father will continue to be enforced as long as the church is on earth and has an obligation to witness, to teach his doctrines, and to preach his message. This can only be done by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The church is dependent upon the power of the Spirit to carry out this great mission. The church, without the presence of the Holy Ghost, though it have all the doctrines and ordinances of the New Testament, it can never be the church. The church can never be satisfied with less than the Lord's promise. As late as 30 years after the day of Pentecost, Paul was still exhorting, "Be ye filled with the Spirit." Certainly, the apostle was in harmony with the Master's program, and he knew of no expiration date. The Acts of the Apostles is a continuation of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the author of both books. The Gospel of Luke is his account of the life and acts of Jesus Christ while on earth. The book of Acts is the record of the manner in which he carried on his work since his return to the Father and the sending of the Holy Ghost. The book might well have been entitled The Acts of the Holy Ghost. It is the Acts of the Apostles, only so far as they were indwelled and motivated by the Holy Ghost. Listen to what Jesus said in John 14 and 12. "Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father." That the Comforter was the enabler in advancing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ after his bodily ascension is obvious from the tenor of the entire book of Acts. It is noteworthy, however, that the Holy Spirit in no wise appropriates the honor to himself, always turning the spotlight upon Jesus. Here's a few examples. They, talking about the apostles, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Notice Mark 16 and 20. They went forth and preached everywhere the gospel, the Lord working with them. And then in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47 tells us that the Lord added to the church daily such as be saved. It was God's Son, Jesus, who healed the lame man at the temple gate. It was his Son, Jesus, whom God, having raised from the dead, sent to bless Israel in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. To those who were being healed through the apostolic ministry, the message was, "Jesus Christ maketh thee whole." It is Christ who by the Spirit works among us. It was the prayer of Paul that the Ephesians and all Christians might know the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Since it pleased the Father to put all things under our Lord's feet, and who has exalted him above all to be the head of the church, in him shall all the fullness of the Godhead dwell. All hail King Jesus! If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.